9 out of 10 hiring managers are having difficulty hiring today. Robert Half is here to help. At Robert Half, we know talent. Visit roberthalf.com today.
Here's your money briefing for Tuesday, February 20th. I'm J.R. Whalen for The Wall Street Journal. The deadline to file taxes this year is April 15th. It's a process that can be filled with questions. Like if you're doing your taxes yourself, do you have to buy tax software? And how can you reduce your tax bill even though it's after the new year? For some answers, we asked our tax reporter Laura Saunders, who started preparing her own returns last week.
If you file early and you're getting a refund, you'll get it sooner. However, I really wouldn't file until everything is done. Every T is crossed, every I is dotted. You don't want to file and then find out you left out a charitable contribution, or here comes a notice of more income from somebody else and it's been corrected because the first one was wrong.
Laura will join us after the break.
This message comes from Viking, committed to exploring the world in comfort. Journey through the heart of Europe on an elegant Viking longship with thoughtful service, destination-focused dining, and cultural enrichment on board and on shore. And every Viking voyage is all-inclusive with no children and no casinos. Discover more at Viking.com.
Wall Street Journal tax reporter Laura Saunders has started the process of filling out her tax returns. She joins me with some important points that people doing their own taxes should watch for. All right, Laura, April 15th is still about 2 months away. I haven't started my taxes yet. Why did you start the process now?
Well, I thought it was a good idea to get going and see where we stood. And if you file early and you're getting a refund, you'll get it sooner. However, I really wouldn't file until everything is done. Every T is crossed, every I is dotted. You don't want to file and then find out you left out a charitable contribution, or here comes a notice of more income from somebody else and it's been corrected because the first one was wrong. So you really want to be confident that your return is correct before you file it. If you file it with a mistake, you can refile it before April 15 without a problem. If you have to refile it after April 15, you have to file an amended return, and that's a more involved process.
Many states require people to file their taxes electronically. If people don't hire a tax accountant, does that mean that they have to buy one of the tax software programs that we see advertised this time of year?
I don't think so. It varies from state to state, but many states have an online form that you can fill in and file electronically with no cost. So I would always look to see if there's one of those.
Now, you're using tax software to file your taxes. What are the benefits of using those programs?
The big benefit is you don't have to add and subtract.
It does the math for you?
I'd probably put myself in jail that way if I had to. They can take you through a question and answer format that gets the job done. And you don't have to tackle that jungle of language on the return and things like that. That's what they're banking on that you pay them for.
So it sort of translates that federal tax ease?
Yes. Who is my dependent? Is this a qualified dividend? All that kind of thing.
The IRS offers a program where people can file their taxes for free. How does that work?
It's called FreeFile, and it includes a lot of software companies that are not H&R Block or TurboTax, but it has others. And if you make less than a certain amount of money, I think it's about $79,000 a year this year, then you can use their software to file for free federally. You go into the IRS website and you look for FreeFile, and it will take you to the site and you can see who the providers are that you have access to.
It's free. So does it do the math for you?
Yes. Oh, yes. It's a software program like, say, TurboTax or H&R Block.
So what steps did you take leading up to the day you sat down and began plugging in your info?
Well, I'm very careful, but I don't spend a lot of time on it. If a notice of income comes to me that's being reported to the IRS, I have a little green folder. I put it in the folder. Put letters from charities confirming donations in the folder. I really don't look at this folder before I sit down to do my taxes. Our taxes are relatively simple because I'm an employee. I don't have gig work. I don't own a business. I'm not an investor with with exotic investments and things like that. So I just put all my records together, and then I sit down and do my taxes. But I'm very careful about things like I might give used clothes to the Goodwill, but I keep careful records of what they were. I date them. The IRS wants what they call contemporaneous records. They don't want you to go back in January and say, well, I think last March I gave away some sweaters and probably those were worth about $5 a piece. I keep careful records at the time and I throw them in the folder with everything else.
You mentioned you put all your papers in a green folder. When I was growing up, I'd put receipts and such in an empty fishbowl, just so I knew it was all there. A lot of people have a blizzard of paperwork that accumulates over the year, and I guess it's a good idea to have it all in one place.
Some people use shoeboxes. A lot of people do it digitally now. A lot of this can be done digitally. They'll have a folder and they'll put in notices of this or that, and then they download it.
We're still 2 months away from April 15th. What moves can people make to lessen their tax bill, even though we're in 2024?
Well, there are very few moves you can make after year end that affect your taxes. But there are a few, and important ones include IRAs and Roth IRAs. Now, you can put money into these savings accounts until tax due day, which for most people is April 15th. If you put into a traditional IRA, you will get a tax deduction for that. If you put into a Roth IRA, you won't, but you will have gotten money into an account that may be tax-free later on. But the main things you can do after year end, you can't do charitable contributions. The main things you can do are IRAs and HSAs.
If somebody uses tax software and they file the return and there's an error on it, who's responsible for that?
Almost always, it's the taxpayer.
Because they sign the return?
They sign the return and they've sworn that it's true and correct.
So homework, homework, homework.
Yes. Ready, aim, 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 fire.
Have you ever made a mistake on your own tax returns?
Oh, yes. I made a big one last year. I've made little ones through the years, but I made a big one. I did a Roth conversion, and then I forgot that I had done it. I forgot to pay estimated taxes on it. And when I remembered it, I didn't remember the amount correctly, and I was in a hurry. And therefore, I changed my paycheck withholding at the end of the year. I sent extra money to the IRS that I didn't need to send, and I'm getting a gigantic refund. And there are certain members of my family that are smirking at the tax expert's mistake, but I'm pretending not to notice them.
You gave a nice loan to Uncle Sam.
Yeah, I did.
Now, if somebody needs an extension, you know, they won't have everything together by April 15th, what do they need to keep in mind?
There's a form for that, and the form is Form 4868. You can have until October 15th to file your taxes, but the extension to file is not an extension to pay. You must pay what you owe by the April due date, which is April 15th for most people. And if you don't, you'll have interest and maybe penalties, and sometimes those penalties can be quite high.
That's WSJ reporter Laura Saunders. And that's it for your Money Briefing. This episode was produced by Ariana Osperu with Deputy Editor Chris Zinsley. I'm J.R. Whalen for The Wall Street Journal. Thanks for listening.
This message comes from Viking, committed to exploring the world in comfort. Journey through the heart of Europe on an elegant Viking longship with thoughtful service, destination-focused dining, and cultural enrichment on board and on shore. And every Viking voyage is all-inclusive with no children and no casinos. Discover more at Viking.com.